From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The leaders of the United States and Japan have underscored decades of post-war reconciliation, including their security alliance, during a symbolic joint visit Tuesday at the Pearl Harbor Memorial in Hawaii. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said we are allies that will tackle the challenges covering the globe. He also expressed sincere and everlasting condolences to the families of those Americans killed in Japan's surprise attack on U.S. Naval and Air Forces 75 years ago at Pearl Harbor that brought the U.S. into World War II. Mr. Abe said we must never repeat the horrors of war. President Obama said the U.S.-Japan alliance is the cornerstone of peace in the Asia-Pacific and a force for progress worldwide.
Thank you for your gracious words. Thank you for your presence here today. A historic gesture that speaks to the power of reconciliation and the alliance between the American and Japanese peoples. A reminder that even the deepest wounds of war can give way to friendship and lasting peace.
The visit is seen as a response to Mr. Obama's trip to Hiroshima, Japan in May, site of the U.S. atomic bombing, one of two in 1945, aimed at bringing about the end of the Second World War. Another wildlife warning, this one issued by the Zoological Society of London and Wildlife Conservation Society. Cheetahs are facing extinction. An estimated 7,100 remain in the wild across Africa and parts of Iran. Human encroachment has pushed the cat out of most of his historic habitat. The groups call for the cheetahs to be placed on an endangered list of the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List of Threatened Species. This is VOA News. Israeli officials were set to approve permits Wednesday for construction of hundreds of new settler homes in occupied East Jerusalem, but the committee's action was canceled. The action would have come just days after a UN Security Council resolution that was approved critical of Israel's settlement activity in land viewed as part of a future Palestinian state. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner was asked for a response.
You know, we would hope that the UN Security Council resolution that was passed on Friday would serve as a wake-up call, as an attempt to alert both sides, but certainly Israel, that its actions with regards to settlement activity are a detriment to moving forward with toward a two-state solution.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to lay out his vision for ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in a speech Wednesday. Turkey and Russia reportedly have reached agreement on a ceasefire plan for Syria. Turkey's state-run press agency expects the plan to go into effect late Wednesday. It said terrorist groups would not be covered by the ceasefire, and a peace conference in Kazakhstan would proceed as planned. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Tuesday said it will take three more months to eliminate the Islamic State in his country. The assault on the last IS stronghold in Mosul has been slowed by concern over civilian casualties. The first trials in Istanbul of alleged coup plotters have gotten underway in Turkey. Nearly 30 policemen are accused of failing to defend President Recep Tayyip Erdogan during the military's failed coup attempt in July. They face possible life prison terms. Russian investigators reportedly believe a fault in the wing flaps of a Tu-154 military aircraft caused Sunday's crash into the Black Sea, killing all 92 people on board. But Transport Minister Maxim Sokolov said it's too early to draw any conclusions. He expects a flight data recorder recovered Tuesday will help authorities solve the mystery. Meanwhile, Sokolov said 12 bodies and dozens of body parts have been retrieved, but DNA testing will be required to secure identification of the remains. At least two people were killed and dozens injured when a train derailed in northern India Wednesday. The incident occurred in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh state, when 14 coaches of an express train went off the rails, the cause unknown. Last month, hundreds of passengers were killed or maimed in another train mishap in the same region. On Wall Street, as the benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index closed in on 20,000 points, a new record high, a gain of more than 14% so far this year, the Nasdaq Composite hit a fresh record high Tuesday, closing at 5,487. Meanwhile, U.S. consumer confidence is at its highest level in 15 years, with the U.S. economy growing at a 3.5% rate in the third quarter. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.